The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com, and I'm finally getting around to doing some of these reaction podcasts, reviews, whatever you want to call it, for The Walking Dead World Beyond. If anybody knows, I've been doing The Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, for quite some time, these recap shows with some of my friends, or I've been doing them kind of solo. And I figured since The Walking Dead is kind of like on a break until it returns in February, I figured why not talk about The Walking Dead World Beyond. And of course, I've only watched episode one. I started watching episode two, and then I decided, you know what, maybe I should recap these and get my feelings. What's up, buddy? That's my my three-year-old. Say hi. Say hi. You gotta talk. Okay, he's got milk in his mouth. He's not in the mood to talk right now. He's drinking his milk. Is the milk good? Okay, yeah, he's totally ignoring me. So let's talk about it. The Walking Dead World Beyond, Episode 1, Season 1. And I'm going to start watching these and get back into the swing of things. For anybody that's listening to this and then also knows that I do Fear the Walking Dead with my friend Jesus of Dysfunctional.com, eventually we will get back to it. Eventually, I think I might just kind of wrap it up because this whole COVID thing, trying to get everybody together, it's just crazy. It's busy. All right, so let's talk about it. Episode one. The episode one was called Brave. I got my notes here. And let me see if I, halfway through the episode, I was thinking to myself, not sure how I feel about this world. I guess I'm pretty much used to The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead environment that this feels. Okay, so I know what I meant when I wrote this. So basically when I was watching it, yeah, it felt kind of weird because the Fear of the Walking Dead and the Walking Dead, you know, they're out there. They don't have luxuries. They don't, unless you find certain little, you know, patches of, you know, stuff like hillside and, you know, certain places have the, you know, the kingdom and stuff like that. This, seeing all this was a whole, I mean, it seemed so much more organized and so much more. So it just felt weird because It just didn't feel real. So I almost felt like one of those characters that have been out like in the woods the entire time. And then you walk up to a place like this and you're like, this cannot be real. So that is how I took it. Let's see here. I'm looking at my other notes, a series. Okay, cool. Airplane crash is pretty cool. Yes, I thought the airplane crash, that flashback was dope. The killed passengers, the zombies that were like hanging on the wires. I thought those were really cool. Trying to figure out what's up with the dad? I'm sure in these later episodes we find out more about why and what's going on. But those little encoded little messages definitely threw me for a loop. And I'm like, what? What's going on with Pops? What's going on? Let's see. Hope and Iris. Not sure how I feel about them, at least in episode one. I know it's the first episode. Hope seems a little, I want to say a loose cannon. So it's almost like she could be a problem getting into things. But I could be wrong. But at least from the first episode, yeah, she doesn't really take to authority very well and kind of beats at her own drum. Iris, a little naive, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, I'm trying to see if I like them. The doctor that Iris was seeing, what was her name? Doctor, I can't remember her name. But either way, the little psychiatrist, she was going there. I really liked her just for the little part that she had. She seemed like she had a lot of knowledge that she could drop on people. And to see her go, that kind of sucked. Let's see what else. The flashback, yes, the pregnant lady getting shot. Iris and Hope, really Hope, young little kid with mom gets shot by this. All pandemonium is going on, and then Hope winds up shooting the pregnant girl. Then you come to find out that the smart kid that likes to wear the suit, that was his mom, that found the triceratops. I mean, that was all coming together there. I was like, oh, damn. But it's obvious that Hope is really carrying this burden. And maybe that's why she's so moody, maybe. I'm just curious to see if little Suit Kid finds out that, you know, that little charm that she kept. But I don't know if he'll even remember it. Either way, I wonder if it's going to get out that, yeah, I killed a pregnant woman and this is the picture. And, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm wondering if that's all going to come to light. Let's see what else. Iris, Hope, the smart kid, and the gentle giant. I really like the gentle giant, very quiet kind of kid. This whole first episode kind of reminded me of The Hobbit. That's going on an adventure. And then just to see my gentle giant carrying this big giant wrench with a spike on the end of it, it just reminded me of like a dwarf in The Lord of the Rings. Never mind. Anyways, let's see what else. I hear in my notes here, it's like the Goonies meet Lord of the Rings. Anybody else getting that feel? Let's see here. Iris kills, barely kills that first zombie. She's like, let me do it. And then she falls over the ditch and then come to find out the zombie gets impaled and she's, yeah, they better, I know it's the first episode, but they better get together because there's more crap out there and there's more zombies. Queen Evil Lady, what's her name? Elizabeth, I think that is the main head honcho chick that comes in the helicopter. I don't know what to do about her. I don't know if, I trust her, don't trust her. Obviously, they're taking people for the better of mankind, but is it really for mankind in the world, or is it to be the one group of people that have all the smart people? I don't know, but there were times I was like, ooh, she's evil, and then I was like, okay, maybe she is cool. Maybe she means well, so maybe it's just Hope corrupting my mind that make me think that she's not a good person. I don't know, but I could be wrong because I'm only watching episode one and there's like so many episodes right now I got to catch up. So who knows? People that are listening to this right now could be like, wait till you see what happens, Mike. But that's pretty much it. My reaction to the first episode of The Walking Dead World Beyond. If you want to check out more stuff, you can, you know, Spotify, any places that you listen to podcasts, you could probably check out The Walking Dead Recap Show, Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show, and then, of course, The Walking Dead World Beyond will be under The Walking Dead Recap Show. That's where I'm going to put it so it just all stays together. So other than that, that's pretty much it. Shout out to my boy Jesus from dysfunctional.com. We will get back together soon, playa, and start talking. I think I'm just going to try to wrap all these up, and I don't know. It's just, I got to catch up, because every time my TV records a new episode of something, I'm like, oh, that looks good, especially Fear of the Walking Dead. Oh, man. All right, so I think that's it. If you want to follow me on my social, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, I Watch Mike on Facebook. My blog is iwatchmike.com. Everything is there, Snapchat, all that good stuff. So iwatchmike.com is the blog. And I think that's pretty much it. So talk to you later. Have a good one. And happy Thanksgiving. Peace.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.